Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, March 16th. And of course, as always, you can get the printed version, written version of this Key Races and Bets podcast, which is the Key Races and Bets blog, absolutely free, as is this podcast, at amwager.com. Go to amwager.com, click on Handicapping and Ella Starr's blog. We're going to start with some races at Laurel, the Harrison E. Johnson Memorial on Saturday, March 16th. Race 5, post 312. And Unbridled Juan is the top pick as he brings his A-game every time. Even last month when third in the John Campbell, when he made a big move on the turn and got beat just a pair of necks on the wire. Cordmaker and Twisted Tom, the other two, can win, with Cordmaker the better bet anywhere near his 5-1 morning line. He was overmatched and squeezed back at the start to 14th in the General George last month, but drops out of graded stakes. Won the Jennings before that with a career best 105 figure, which stacks up to the 106 figure Unbridled Juan earned, winning the Richard Small Stakes last fall at this 9-furlong trip over the track. Twisted Tom ships in from New York for Mott, and although he's run in New York bred stakes for the last 18 months, he did win a pair of stakes at Laurel as a 3-year-old in the spring of 2017, including the Tessio at this 9-furlong trip. He ran well last time out against what might be tougher horses. I'm taking a stand against Pletcher's bonus points here, winner of last month's John Campbell Stakes, because he got a 46 6/10, 110.6 setup, which he's not going to get today. In the Harrison Johnson Memorial Race 5 at Laurel, post 312 Eastern on Saturday, March 16th, bet Unbridled Juan to win at 2-1 or more. Bet Cordmaker to win at 3-1 or more. And certainly when you bet both horses, when you bet two, you should use a Dutching tool when you make multiple win bets to do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. AmWager has one totally free among many other great features for the better. Go to AmWager.com to find out more. In the exacta, we're going to box Twisted Tom, Unbridled Juan, and Cordmaker. And we'll start at pick three here, using Twisted Tom, Unbridled Juan, on Cordmaker in race 5, Bobby G and Dynamax Prime in race 6, and Las Setas in race 7. And since it's only a 50-cent minimum, we should play one more ticket here using Twisted Tom, Unbridled Juan, and Cordmaker in race 5, all in race 6, and Las Setas in race 7. Moving on to race 6, a very intriguing starter allowance sandwiched between two stakes. Bobby G and Dynamax Prime both get preference as Wincotators at very nice odds. Many have a shot here, but Bobby G won handily by 5.5 2 weeks ago, first off the claim by Corrales, and won by 13 in the race he was claimed out of. Both came over the track. McCarthy gets on. The horse is bred to run all day, so the 10-furlong trip's not a problem. Everybody's trying this for the same time, first time. The 97 figure was a career best, and the gelding should continue in good form. Dynamax Prime runs first off the claim by Gonzalez for a very sharp owner in Robert Bone. The gelding was not qualified for the level until dropped by his previous trainer into a 12,500 claiming race one before last, which he won by a nose. He remained at the level for his current connections, and they saw the opportunity to run him here with an exceptionally high purse. $65,000 with $39,000 the winner for a horse was claimed for 12.5. Gonzalez wins 25% off the claim, and Carrasco, who gets on, is the number one winning jockey for the barn, 30 out of 100 for the trainer in the past 15 months. All signs are go. In the sixth at Laurel, post 342 Eastern, I like win bets on Bobby G and Dynamax Prime at 3-1 or more, and just as I said previously, when making multiple win bets, always try and use a Dutching tool, which you can enter the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win, and the math is done for you. It's free at AmWager. For the exacta, play Bobby G and Dynamax Prime over all except, leave out Don't Poke the Cat and Copper Wired, who have very little chance. Reverse that and play all except Don't Poke the Cat and Copper Wired over Bobby G and Dynamax Prime. Two pick threes here. In the sixth, use Bobby G and Dynamax Prime. In the seventh, Las Setas. And in the eighth, Always Mining and Jovia. And one more, because it's only 50 cents. Use all except Don't Poke the Cat and Copper Wired in the sixth. Las Setas in race 7, Always Mining, and Jovia in race 8. Moving on to the 7th, if we're live in the pick 3, there's no reason to play. But if not, Las Setas is a standout, playable at 9-5 or better. In this 8-horse field, Las Setas is a lone frontrunner, just as she was last month when winning the nearly identical Wide Country Stakes and when breaking her maiden in wire-to-wire fashion 1 month earlier. She earned a field-high 92 equities figure for that last effort, a strong improvement, and she should continue to improve as a lightly raced horse. Las Setas can be win, bet to win, at 95 or more in the Beyond the Wire Stakes, race 7 at Laurel, post 4:12 on March 16th. Moving on to the Private Term Stakes, race 8 at Laurel, post 4:43. And always, Mining is a fairly legitimate favorite, opening at 4-5. Hopefully, we'll be live for a decent profit, at least more than what the same amount to win would be on Always Mining in the pick 3. Jovia is the other win contender, opening at 7-2 odds. Always Mining is 5-10 in his career, while Jovia's only run twice, hence the latter opening at higher odds. But Jovia's last effort, beating the neck of the Wingfield Aqueduct, earned a nearly identical echo-based speed figure of 98 to the 99 figure Always Mining earned, winning the Miracle Wood here at Laurel. So I think they got about the same shot. It's just as fast. Neither horse has ever run two turns of trying today, and Jovia has excellent upside in his third career start, coming out of a key race because the horse that beat him was High Call, who came back to win the Gotham last weekend. In the Private Terms, rate ace at Laurel, post 4:43 Eastern. Jovia, a win bet, 9-5 or more. Exacta Box, Jovia, and Always Mining. Skipping down the East Coast to Gulfstream for race 11, the Inside Information, post 5:37 Eastern. And Hala Hala proved her stakes win against Caribbean Horses on 12-8 in her U.S. debut to be no fluke when she was second of seven last month in the Royal Delta at a mile. Cutting back the seven furlongs here helps her chances of continuing to improve in a third U.S. start. She beat Tikalita by a neck for second in that race, but opens at 6-1 compared to 5-2 for Tecolita. And the 1-5 figure she earned is on par with Karen's winning figure in a stakes, Pink Sand's winning figure in a stakes, and only Teresa Z's figure from last November is higher. Jaramillo rides Hala Hala back, and she has a sharp work since raced. Pink Sand's ran well in a one-turn mile over the track last month in the allowance race, earning a stakes quality 107 figure. It was her second win in a row, and she appears ready for stakes company for the hot, you rarely say that, hot McGahee Barn, 12 or 51, 24% at the meeting. There is no real knocks except likely low odds on Karen, Tequilita, and Teresa Z. In the Inside Information Stakes, race 11 at Gulfstream on Saturday, March 16th, bet Hala Hala and Pink Sands to win at 3-1 or more, and again, use a Dutching tool like the one in Amwager to help you make the most money. Exactas. We're going to play three Exactas here. One is a box of Hala Hala, Pink Sands, and Karen. The second is Hala Hala, Pink Sands, and Tecolita. And the third is Hala Hala, Pink Sands, and Teresa Z. So we win a lot if Hala Hala and Pink Sands are in 1-2, and that's the way to split the favorites. Although not available on Amwager, the Rebel at Oaklawn on Saturday the 16th is very interesting, and it is the EchoBase weekly feature race. You can go to EchoBase.com and read my analysis. Here are the win contenders in the two divisions. In race 8, Galilean, Long Range Toddy, and the favorite Improbable. In race 10, Omaha Beach, our Brain Trust, and the favorite Game Winner. Both Improbable and Game Winner for Baffert. Coming back off layoffs, I think Galilean is very good, and Long Range Toddy is a very competitive stakes runner in race 8. Omaha Beach just ran the race of his life and can do it again, and our Brain Trust is underrated here in race 10. Thanks so much for listening to this weekend's Key Races and Bets podcast. Don't forget, check out the Key Races and Bets blog, the written version, at Amwager.com. Click on Handicapping and Ella Star's blog, and I'll talk to you next week.